So next, we have Rav Hirsch in Perek Daled, Pasuk Tes. The Torah says, V'hodata m'vanecha b'livnei vanecha, and you shall teach your children and your grandchildren. Oh, so Rav Hirsch has a brief comment, but a beautiful idea. He says here, you know, the Gemara says that if you teach your son Torah, it's ma'ala l'avakasu ki'ilu limdo b'no v'etzben b'no atzov kol adoros. So Rav Hirsch writes as follows. If one refers our ki'ilu kibla to the children who receive the tradition, then attaching the consideration to the grandson could have the further underlying thought. If the grandson hears the same teaching from the mouth of his grandfather, which his father has already taught him, then the tradition of the Torah is presented to him in its most living truthfulness. He sees that his father has only taught him what he himself had received from his father. And so the conclusion lies to hand that altogether, the father's back to Moshe, etc. Rav Hirsch has a mamash deep idea. If a person teaches his son and his grandson, so then you can assume that the son also teaches his own son, the grandson. Let's say the father's name is Reuven. He has a son, Shimon. Shimon has a son named Levi. So Reuven teaches Shimon, his own son. Reuven teaches Levi, his grandson. Shimon also is going to teach Levi, because Levi is Shimon's son. So Rav Hirsch says, Levi then hears the Torah from his father, Shimon. He also hears the same thing from his grandfather, Reuven. So when the grandfather teaches the grandson, Levi becomes aware, and it's confirmed in Levi's approach that my father tells me the truth. Because what did my father tell me? What his father told him. So Levi really experiences the Masorah. When the grandson, it's a beautiful idea, when the grandson hears from the grandfather what the grandson heard from his own father, the middle person, the middle person, then the idea of Masorah is further enhanced and further sharpened and further confirmed in the eyes of the grandson. This may be what the Torah means. When you teach your grandson, and then the grandson says, oh, wait a second. So I see, this is the Masorah. So just like it's been proven to me, this is beautiful, just like it's been proven to me that my father tells me things that his father told him, so he goes, oh, that's the Masorah, it goes back. So Mistama, my grandfather told him, his father told him, etc., etc. Atso kol doros. And then that's really, then you see the Masorah in action. And the idea of the Masorah all the way back to Maimon Har Sinai. This is Rav Hirsch on this pasuk in Mamish. Beautiful, beautiful idea. Okay, next we have the Netziv. The Netziv learns this parsha, the section of Perek Daled, referring to Limud of Torah Shebal Peh. That's the pshat, ki chokmasim uvinaschem, that the goyim will be so impressed with your greatness, your wisdom, that you add so much to the Torah Shebichsav, you add Torah Shebal Peh. That's what the Netziv says. You add so much tagdilu ha-Torah b'shefa rav. The Netziv says that's the idea of chukim u'mishpatim tzadikim, that the goyim see that the Jews, they have these rules how to understand the Torah, and they add so much to the Torah with the drushos and the duke parshios. It's all about Torah Shebal Peh. The truth is, Rashi already says something similar to this. Rashi in Pasuk Yud Dalid refers to Torah Shebal Peh, that this parsha has a connection with Torah Shebal Peh. So the Netziv says as follows: when a person is learning Torah Shebal Peh at a high level, there's a chshash of gaiva. He says, Rav Hirsch says, the Netziv says, Al yidei esek pilpul shel Torah yochel agir lefamim shenefach lo leroeh chas v'shalom. It can lead to someone to have negative. What's the idea? That a person thinks, I'm agbiya atzmi, I'm a chashuv person, I'm very, very high. And it can affect a person's midos negatively, that he thinks so highly of himself. I learned so well, there's a chashash of gaiva. When you have gaiva and you think you're super, super chashuv, then what happens? Sometimes then it weakens a Yiras Shamayim. I think I'm so chashuv. So it weakens a Yiras Shamayim. So the Netziv says that's the warning here. That is exactly the warning in Pasuk Tes. Rak Yishamer Ucho Shmor Nach Shlomot. Be careful. Don't forget Maimed Har Sinai. Maimed Har Sinai, remembering Maimed Har Sinai, would help Bnei Yisrael not fall into this trap of, would help Bnei Yisrael not fall into this trap of having the limud be'iyun cause them problems. Why? Because Maamar Har Sinai taught them Yiras Shamayim, teaches them Yiras Shamayim. The Nesiv explains. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ratzel Lahashvis B'Shas Matan Torah Yiras Hashem B'Lev Yisrael Alkei Nosan HaTorah B'Kol Zubrakim. As Moshe says, Ubavur Tiyat Yiras Ol Peneichem, in order that the Maamar HaNifla Metzuyah B'Nefesh Golam K'Nel Yos Mizeh Yiras Hashem Alze He's here Moshe Khan Lishmor HaGuf HaNefesh Shelo Yehi Esek Pilpul Shel Torah Goyim Chalil Lishkoach Esperem Shorah Yenecha Hayinu Shiroid Bar Hashem, etc. To weaken Yiras Shamayim. It's a beautiful idea. Moshe is warning them, you're going to be learning B'iyun and developing all these things, and the Goyim will think you're amazing. Don't let it go to your head. Don't let it lead to lack of Yiras Shamayim, this Gaiv and lack of Yiras Shamayim. And that's the warning. Remember Maamar Har Sinai. And that it's supposed to teach you the lessons of Yiras Shamayim. Remember the awesome event, the Kol Zubrakim, and how we were all awe-inspired by the greatness of Hashem. This is a beautiful nitziv. This happens in yeshivas as well. You have to be very careful. A person who learns well, he's doing well, and he's considered a superstar. You have to be careful not to let success in learning lead to gaiva. Oh, I'm such a chashiv a person, and therefore somehow, you know, to lead to gaiva over others, and gaiva vis-a-vis between you and Hashem, which could lead chas v'shalom to lessening of Yiras Shamayim. So it's something we all should take into account. This warning Moshe gave to Bnei Yisrael also can apply when it comes to life in yeshiva as well. Okay. Now, next. This pasuk of Hishamer Lecha Ushmor Nafshecha Ma'od, don't forget what you saw at Har Sinai, etc. Yom HaShemad Pnei Hashem Lecha Bechore, don't forget what you saw at Har Sinai. The Ramban counts this as a mitzvah, as a lav. We know the Ramban wrote his Sefer Mitzvos. It's a list of the Tayag mitzvos. The mitzvos, there's the mitzvos aseh, and the mitzvos lot aseh. That we know. We have the mitzvos aseh, mitzvos lot aseh. The Ramban argues on the Ramban, and there are certain mitzvos which the Ramban counts as mitzvos. The Ramban says, no, it's not a mitzvah. So, but the Ramban agrees that there are Taryag. So at the end of the Sefer Mitzvos, the Ramban gives a list of those mitzvos and those lotases that he thinks the Rambam left out. These are called mitzvos sheshachach osan harav, meaning the Rambam, mi mitzvos lotaseh, according to the Ramban. So the Ramban now has a list of lotases that the Rambam left out. So one of them is this pasuk. The Ramban thinks this pasuk, Devarim Perik Dal or Pasuk Tesen Yud, is a mitzvah to say deraisa, a lo to say deraisa. The Ramban says it's mitzvah, it's lo tasei beis at the end of Sefer Mitzvos. Shel minanu shelo nishkach Maamar Har Sinai, v'lo nasir oso midatenu, avli einenu v'libenu sham kol hayamim. That we should always be thinking about Maamar Har Sinai. Ufen yasuru milavavecha kol yemei chayecha. This pasuk, that the Ramban explains that if Dibrei Torah come only from a Navi, so then it might, who knows if we're going to accept it fully. Maybe another Navi will come and change it. But when we believe that no, it was from Maamar Har Sinai, it comes from Hashem, all from Hashem, then we know never to ever to change the Torah for anything else, because this Torah comes from Hashem. And whatever else we hear, at most, comes from a Navi. So this lav is very important. This lav will ensure the continuity of Torah, and we're not going to have this problem of you know, chasson forsaking the Torah based on the statements of some other Navi. Oh, that's the lav. Then the Ramban raises a kasha. There's a Gemara in Kiddushin. And the Gemara in Kiddushin says that this pasuk, Vodatim Levanecha Velivnei Vanecha, this pasuk, the Gemara in Kiddushin learns, is talking about the mitzvah's Talmud Torah, that there's a mitzvah to teach your son, some say a mitzvah to teach your grandson. The Gemara explains what the pasuk means. Either the pasuk means there's a mitzvah to teach your grandson, or the pasuk means that when you teach your son, you get schar as if you taught your son, your grandson, etc., etc. But either way, the pasuk is talking about Talmud Torah. And the Ramban said, no, it's talking about don't forget Maimon Har Sinai. So the Ramban says, that Gemara is Akasha. He says, no. V'yal titze b'zeh. Mipnei drashon b'per kamed kedushin l'vanecha v'libnei v'necha v'limer ha-Torah l'vnei v'anim. The Ramban says, let me explain it again. The Gemara in Kedushin says this pasuk is referring to Talmud Torah. The Ramban says this pasuk is referring to the chiyuv to inform your children about Maimon Har Sinai that it shouldn't be forgotten. So the Ramban says, at first glance, that Gemara is a kasha against me, because I'm saying that this pasuk is talking about don't forget Maimon Har Sinai. Teach it to your kids and your grandkids. Tell them about it. And the Gemara says that the pasuk is about Talmud Torah. The Ramban says no. It's a beautiful line. Ki limud emunas haTorah, hu halimud baTorah. Ki limud emunas haTorah, hu halimud baTorah. So this line of the Ramban, I heard a shiur from Rav Eliyahu Soloveitchik Shlita. He's one of Rav Aaron Zatzal's children, and he pointed out this line of the Ramban. The Ramban here is saying a beautiful idea. The Ramban here is saying that it's two sides of the same coin. It's two parts of the same idea. The mitzvah is make sure your kids don't forget Maimon Har Sinai. Make sure that they have full emunah in Matan Torah, emunah b'Hashem, and emunah Hashem gave us the Torah. But the only way to ensure that is through Talmud Torah. The only way to ensure that is through Talmud Torah. It's what this Ramban is saying. That you can't just teach Hashkafa, teach Historia, and through that you'll teach Emunah. No. In Yadus, the Mesorah is passed along, even the Mesorah of Hashkafa, even the Mesorah of Emunah, is passed along through Talmud Torah. Limud Emunas HaTorah, Hu Alimud BaTorah. If you want to ensure that your kids have the right Hashkafas, and the right approach, and the right Mesorah, it has to come through Talmud Torah. It's a beautiful idea. So the Ramban is saying that when the Gemara says these psukim talk about Talmud Torah, that fits beautifully with this, with what the Ramban is saying. That this is a lav. Don't forget Maimon Har Sinai, because the only way to ensure that your kids won't forget Maimon Har Sinai is through Talmud Torah. You teach your kids Talmud Torah. So this is the Ramban, his take on this mitzvah. It's a major yesod that passing along Hashkafas, passing along Amunah and Yadus has to come through, coupled with, based on ordinary Talmud Torah, learning Torah. Oh, this is the Ramban. When I heard this shir from Belichick, so I was reminded, this is very similar to a big shir, a big topic the Rav has on the Haggadah on Magid, that the Rav approaches Magid in a similar way. Magid is passing along the Mesorah, our Emunah, at the Seder, and we teach Magid, we tell the story through Talmud Torah, Dafka Talmud Torah, Advanced Torah Shebaal Peh. And I thought that it's a very parallel idea, the idea that you pass along the Mesorah through Dafka, the Mesorah of Hashkafah is passed along through Dafka, the Mesorah of Emunah, Dafka through Torah, Dafka through Lima Torah, even specifically Torah Shebaal Peh. So I thought this was correct. Oh, so I mentioned this. I mentioned this idea to Rav Soloveitchik, and he said, "Yeah." He said the same thing, that he connected this idea with the Rav's word on the Haggadah. Oh, I was very happy. Baruch Shekivanti to the das of a great Talmud Chacham. So I've included that shir of the Rav on Magid, that word on Magid, because it blends in very well to this yesod of the linkage of Mesorah of Emunah and Hashkafa with pure Talmud Torah. During the Shirim of Parshas Va'aschanan, so I quoted a shir that I heard from Rabbi Eliyahu Soloveitchik. That's the son of Rabbi Aaron Soloveitchik. Rabbi Eliyahu Soloveitchik. So he discussed the idea of the aspect of Mesorah in Lima Torah, that when you're teaching Torah, you're not just teaching Torah, you're teaching the Mesorah Am Yisrael, the Emunah B'Hashem, through the Limud Torah. And he quoted the Ramban at the end of the Sefer Mitzvos that I discussed during the Shirin. So Rav Soloveitchik himself has a parallel idea, which I think blends in very well. So the Pasuk says, V'odatam li'vanecha v'livnei v'necha. You shall, in Perek Dalet, Pasuk Tes, You shall teach your sons and your grandsons. Your son and your grandsons. Oh. So the Gemara in Kiddushin says, Amar Rav Shu ben Levi, Kol hamalamed es ben beno Torah, mal avakasuf ki'ilu kibla mi'ar Sinai. If you teach your grandson Torah, then it's as if there was Kabbalah from Har Sinai. Why? What's the Gemara's limud? Because Pasuk Tes says, Vodatam levanecha b'livnei benecha. Pasuk Yud says, Yom asher marata lifnei Hashem elkecha b'chorev. Oh. The day that you were at Har Sinai. So the Gemara says, ah, so you see that teaching your grandson is linked up with Har Sinai. Oh. So kamalamed es ben beno Torah ki'ilu kibla mi'har Sinai. Beautiful. So what's the pshat? So the Rav says, one pshat is exactly this idea. That regarding the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, when you're able to teach your grandson Torah, that shows the hemsheikh of the Masorah. The Masorah is going to survive. See, a person teaches a son Torah, and you're nervous. You know, Baruch Hashem, my son's learning, but you know, what about the continuation? Until the son's teaching his son, you don't have that confidence of the hemsheikh of the Masorah. Oh, only when you see, no, I can even learn with my grandchildren. Ah, my grandchildren are on the right derech. So then I see that I've done a good job with my own kids in keeping them in the Masorah. Oh, so that's what this beautiful idea, that's what this pasuk is emphasizing. That's what this limud is saying. That when you teach the ben beno, then you have the idea of Masorah. As if you're Makal from Rasina. That's the sweetness. That's the special bracha of Masorah. Oh, this reminds me of my oldest nephew's bar mitzvah. So I was in this, I live in Israel, but I went to the States for the bar mitzvah. And my mother spoke, there was the celebration, Motzei Shabbos. My mother spoke and my mother said that this bar mitzvah validates my life. That's what she said. It validates my life. And she mentioned Masorah. She said, you know, she raised her kids and, you know, she hoped she did a good job. But now that she has a grandson, he made a siyum at his bar mitzvah, and he's such a fine boy. Oh, so then you see, oh, when the grandson's on the right derech, then already you know, Baruch Hashem, you're doing pretty well. Oh, so what my mother said at the bar mitzvah, mamish, is exactly what the Rav is saying here. In at the end of Mipnini Harav, quoted by Rav Shechter. Mamish, the same idea. That's the pshat of the Maimar Chazal. Kamamad is ben beno Torah ki'ilu kibo mihar Sinai. And then the Rav says here, a very deep idea. It's a great answer to a strong kasha. If you open up the Rambam, Hilchos Talmud Torah, you find something very interesting. The Rambam says, he starts in Halacha Aleph, Aval Katon Aviv Chayav Lelamdo Torah. There is a chiyuv to teach your son's Torah. Fine. Halacha Beis. Kishem Shechayav Adam Lelamed Es Beno, Kachu Chayav Lelamed Es... Sorry. We'll read it again. Kishem Shechayav Adam Lelamed Es Beno, Kachu Chayav Lelamed Es Ben Beno, etc. Shneimar Vodatim Uvenechu Uvenei Venechu. Oh. Just like you have to teach your son, you also teach your grandson. Oh. That's halacha base. Then halacha gimel. Mi shelo limdo aviv, chayav olamid es atzmo. Kishe yakir. Shenemer b'limatam osam, v'shmatam las osam. Only in halacha gimel does the Rambam mention a person who's chiyav to learn for himself. It's very striking. The Rambam begins Hilchos Talmud Torah focusing on teaching your son, teaching your grand, and then if your father didn't teach you, oh, then teach yourself. Oh, what's pshat in the Rambam? So there are different approaches to pshat in the Rambam. The Rav here says as follows. The Rav wants to say that it could be the Rambam here is saying this exactly this idea that we've been developing. The Rambam here is saying that the ikur of the mitzvah of learning is lahavir ha-masorah. The ikur, the whole essence of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is masorah. Limud Torah is really an aspect of the mitzvah of the even more fundamental mitzvah of masorah. So how does the Rambam describe Limud Torah? as Masorah, teach your son. If for some reason the Masorah didn't click, oh, then you have to teach yourself. Let's read it inside. The Rambam says, So, a my chiyuv to learn, the essence of my chiyuv to learn is so that I'll be able to teach others and pass along the Masorah. So first the Rambam says Masorah, then he says, oh, then teach yourself. Because you have to know your chiyuv to learn is part of your chiyuv to pass along. To pass along the Masorah to others. So the Rambam begins Hilchos Talmud Torah with Masorah. And then if the Masorah, then you teach yourself. I.e., when you learn, you should know your learning should be with the goal, with the intention of Masorah, either teaching your children, your grandchildren, or the Rambam mentions in Hilchos Talmud Torah, teaching others as well. Oh, so the essence of the mitzvah, the ikar of the mitzvah is l'haver Masorah l'achrim. So that idea that the essence of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is Masorah fits in well with this Maimer Chazal that links up being melamed your grandson with Kibla Mehar Sinai. That the idea of Lima Torah is to link up back to Har Sinai. That's the essence of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Oh, these are just some other ideas from the Rav on these parashios, at the end of the Sefer Mipnine HaRav. Oh, okay, we'll stop here. Next we have the famous idea, of course, of Zachor V'Shamor. We know that in the Luchos Rishonos, in Yisrael, the Torah says Zachor. Here, in the Luchos Shnios, the Torah says Shamor. So here, there's a comment of the Netziv. The Netziv says, in the first Luchos, it says Zachor. It says, Asher Diber Hashem Imochem. Oh. In the Luchos Shnios, it says Shamor, it says Asher Diber Hashem Aleichem. There's Hashem speaks with you, and Hashem speaks towards you. So the Netziv says, Zachor Shamu Gam Kol Yisroel. Masha'en Kein Shamor Lo Shama Ela Moshe B'Yisroel Lo Shamu Rak Shamu Od Kol Dvarim Elvat HaLashon Sheshamu. And Moshe had to explain it to them. Oh. In other words, the Netziv says, so Bnei Yisrael, from Hashem, they heard Zachor. Bnei Yisrael, from Hashem, heard Zachor. That's what they heard. That was Diber Hashem Imochem. The Shamor part, they didn't hear Shamor. They heard more than Zachor. They didn't hear Shamor. Moshe had to explain to them the idea that Hashem also said Shamor. And that's the idea of Vayedaber Hashem Aleichem, Hashem spoke towards you. Oh. Because Hashem spoke with them, and Hashem spoke towards them. The with them refers to the Shamor, the Netziv says, and the towards them refers to the Shamor that Moshe explained what Hashem had said. Okay, that's Zachor v'Shamor of the Netziv. We'll get to that later. That's the Netziv's approach. The Netziv has an approach of Zachor v'Shamor. Zachor we heard from Hashem, and Shamor was explained by Moshe. Next we have a vort in the Emes L'Yaakov. The Emes L'Yaakov says a lot here. I'm just going to say it briefly. It's in Perek Dalet, Pasuk Yutes. Here the Torah begins the discussion of that we shouldn't go and worship the stars in the heavens and the moon, etc. Right, the Torah says, Pentisa Nefa, don't raise your eyes. You'll see the Shemesh, the Areah, and you'll bow down to them. So Yaakov here presents a basic presentation of this idea of Avodah Zarah, of worshipping these forces. Oh. So basically, Rabbi Yaakov explains as follows. You know, some say that the Shemesh V'Yareach were Nechaku La'amim La'hir Lahem. And the Nitzavina Loli Shachavos Lahem. Right, that's Rashi. Rashi brings a pshat here. Hashem was Cholak. Cholak means to divide up, to apportion to. Hashem gave the Shemesh V'Yareach to the other nations for light. It's light for us, light for the other nations. And we have a chiyuv not to bow down to it. But it's not that the Shemesh V'Yareach have a special super connection with the Goyim. It gives light to them as well. Fine. The Ramban, however, and others say that no. Hashem was mamish apportioned. He gave out to each nation a mazal miyuchad. And they're mashpia on the amim. This is the famous shita of the Ramban. The Ramban says, this is Rabbi Yaakov quoting, Yesh kol am ba'am kochav yadul mazal miyuchad. V'chein yesh mazal kol ir v'ir. V'heim ha-mashpiyim ala amim. Oh, that's the famous shita of the Ramban. That although, of course, Hashem governs everything, but Hashem governs the world, the goyim, through the mazalos. And there is some sort of hashpah coming through the mazalos. And that's how the Ramban understands this pasuk. When the pasuk says that Hashem was cholak, Hashem okechol osamu chol amim, Hashem apportioned the sun and the moon and the stars to the amim, he means, the Torah means, the Ramban explains, these are the mazalos of the various nation. That's what the Ramban says. Rabbi Yaakov quotes it, and then he discusses this yisod of the Ramban more fully. So that's in Rabbi Yaakov. So this yisod of the Ramban, that Hashem governs the goyim through these mazalos in a sense, and that's what the pasuk means. It's a big yisod of the Ramban, and I discussed it elsewhere. And I included a shir on that Ramban on this CD. It discussed. I explained there. The Ramban explains our pasuk based on this yisod. Also in Perek Dal or pasuk Kaf Ches, there's another pasuk which the Ramban explains based on this yisod. So you can see that shir So you can see that shir for the Ramban's approach to this pasuk and to the pasuk in pasuk Kaf Ches. Oh, okay. Next, the Torah tells us in Vashanan Perek Dal or pasuk Yates. The Torah there is in the middle of the major warning about Avodah Zarah. So the Torah writes as follows. Upentiso inecha shamaima, vreiso as Hashemesh v'asayareach v'asakochavim, kol tzva shamaim, v'nidakta v'ishtachaviso lehem, v'avadatom. Pen, lest that you'll raise your eyes to the heavens, you'll see the sun, the moon, the stars, and then you'll be drawn astray, you'll bow down to them. So this is the concern for Avodah Zarah. You're going to worship the sun and the stars. Now, Elochora, it's just a striking pasuk. The pasuk sounds like you're going to look up, you're going to see the Shemesh, and boom, you're going to do Avodah Zarah. It's a little, the language is a little strange. What, they haven't seen the Shemesh till now? What's the pshat at all? Now that you see the Shemesh, you'll suddenly do Avodah Zarah. It's straight. Rav Nemtzar writes, Tzarich Beor. The pasuk is mashma. Moshe was warning them, you're going to see the Shemesh, and you'll think it's a god. Chas v'shalom. What, until now they never saw the Shemesh? Why are we going to assume suddenly that it's a god? When you think about it, the pasuk sort of sounds like almost came out automatically, chas v'shalom. Got automatically. Ooh, boom, you see the sun, boom, you'll be drawn into Avodah Zarah. When they haven't seen it till now? So here Rav Nemetzel says, Mama Shafidish. Rav Nemetzel says as follows. He thinks that during the 40 years in the Midbar, Bnei Yisrael never saw the sun and the moon and the stars. The Torah says, Anan Hashem Alehem Yomam. They're Mukafim with Anani HaKavod. And these Anani HaKavod were there, Bein Bayom, Bein Balayim. Rav Nemetzel says, Rabbi Eliezer holds that Hashem gave us Anani HaKavod. Those were the sukkos mentioned in the Chumash. Bein Bayom, Bein Balayla. In Cain, the Nemesol claims, May Olam Lo Ra'u Habanim Hanoladim Bamidbar or Hashemesh Bahereach. They'd never seen it before in their lives. Rav Nevensol is saying that the children born in the Midbar never saw the Shemesh Bahereach their whole lives. Very, very interesting. This is a major chiddush. Rav Nevensol claims that Bnei Yisrael never saw the sun and the stars. Now, he says,
Im Kain, Moshe was afraid. They'll go into Eretz Yisrael. Pitom, they'll see that there's a Shemesh Erech in the world and they'll think, oh my gosh, maybe there's a Koach here. So Moshe gives him that warning. This is a beautiful, beautiful Yisod when you think about it. First of all, it's a Chiddush. I heard from Nevinsal's son that some other Rabbanim were against this word because they felt that it's too much, it's too Mechudosh. He says no, he's convinced of this. It's the Pshat over here. So Nevinsal claims that they never saw. So what's the Pshat? And this is it's a major Yisod in life. Sometimes when a person sees something new, they say, wow, it's new, it's exciting, there's an attraction. And a person can be overwhelmed. That's the lashon that Rav Yoel Yehoshua had. A person can be overwhelmed and say, oh my gosh, and suddenly, you know, you can lose, you don't think straight. When something is so new and exciting and different, it can overwhelm you and you can, you know, lose your bearings a little. Oh, lamashal, technology. You know, something new in technology. Oh my gosh, it's the newest thing. It's the greatest thing. New technology is always the greatest thing. You know, it's not true. Technology is good. Technology is, you know, it makes our lives better in many ways. But you have to know the right and the wrong way to use technology. A telephone is a great thing, but it can be used for Lashon Hara too. You know, you can't get carried away. Oh, technology, new science, new technology is always a good thing. You know, on a Ruchnius level, new technology isn't always a good thing. A Torah Jew shouldn't be awestruck by technology to the point of losing his bearings. And you're so shocked and you're so surprised and you're so overwhelmed and you're overwhelmed, you're awestruck by the new technology, boom, something new, and then you lose your bearings. So it comes out that idea, which happens a lot in the real world, that yisod of Musar is being hinted at here in the Chumash. Rav Yoel mentioned an example of, you go to college, you have a professor. The professor talks in the fancy language and he's very advanced and you learn new ideas in philosophy which you never analyzed before. A person can be so impressed. A person can be so impressed by the advancement of the level of the professor and the way he speaks and the knowledge he appears to have. You can't get overwhelmed. A person has to remember, don't be drawn in, don't be overwhelmed. You have to analyze every new idea in a calm way from a Torah perspective. But human nature is to be overwhelmed and to be attracted to these new ideas and to be so inspired and awestruck by them. So that's the warning. The warning that Moshe was concerned what might happen to Bnei Yisrael when they saw the sun and the moon for the first time in their lives, literally, it's exactly that same warning which applies to us in the modern world as we're exposed to newer and newer things. Don't be drawn in, don't be overwhelmed, use it for the good, but always analyze the new ideas from a Torah perspective. Oh. So A, it's a beautiful, it's mamash chiddush shat, Rav Nevinsal, a massive chiddush shat, and B, it's a beautiful idea, which one can use, we can use in our lives. Okay, that's what Nevin saw on Perek Dalet, Pasuk Yud. Okay. Oh. Next we have the Netziv. Oh. The Netziv here has a whole Yisod about Avodah Zorah and Havdil Karbanos. And sort of the relationship between them. It's a major yisod the Netziv has. Let's read the Netziv. It's here in Perek Dalet Pasuk Kapal. Yesh lizbonim, the Netziv says, that Bavayis Rishon, there was more of Avodah Zarah, Bizman Shilo, Beis Alamim, Yotem, Bizman Noah Begivon. In other words, when the Mishkan when the Mishkan was in a settled place, when we had a Beis Hamikdash, the Nevi'im described it was more of a Zarah than when the Mishkan was in temporary places. Very interesting. More of a Zarah when we had more of a Zarah when we had the Karbanos in a more established place. What's the idea? The Netziv says, "Behu Pele, Aval Ha'inyan," who is as follows: "Tehamon Yisrael Hayu Luhutim Achar Avodas Karbanos." Why?
Karbanos were always a skula for parnasa, the Mitziv says. Umilvad kol karbanos shenikrihim shel tzibur. Shenikrihim lachmi l'ishai, the language of lachmi, like my bread. The Mitziv explains that language of lachmi is a remez that you get we get our lechem. That through the karbanos, that we explained elsewhere. Haya kol echad makri b'fnei atzmo b'yichud b'chag ha-sukkos b'fnei ha-geshem wazeh ha-tachlis. That was the karbanos of sukkos, was for the geshem, was for parnasa. That's what the Netziv says. Oh. So this is the Beit HaYisod, that B'nai Yisrael were into karbanos largely because of the skula for parnasa. That's the Netziv's angle. Now, it was hard to come to the Beis HaMikdash for karbanos. And bamos were asur. It's a big chiddush. Let's explain. You have the idea of bamos. Bamos are personal, private mizbeach that people have in their backyard. Now, the bamos, once we had a Beis HaMikdash, the Bamos were asim. When the Mishkan was in Shiloh, the Bamos were asim. But when the Mishkan was in a temporary place in Nov and in Givon, then Bamos were mutter. So the Netziv said as follows. Jews wanted to offer lots of karbanos. It was hard to always go to the Beis HaMikdash. So when Bamos were mutter, they offered the karbanos on Bamos. When Bamos were asir, so they want to offer karbanos, they want to do more, the Bamos are asir. So somehow they did Avodah Zarah instead. This is what the Netziv says. Like there was this pressure. There was this pressure of more, like trying to get more. And when like one valve was shut off, it sort of diverted to another valve, and the other outlet was Avodah Zarah. Oh, this is what the Netziv says. It is certainly a bit of a chiddush, but this is what the Netziv says. Oh. The Netziv explains that really Limud Torah is a wonderful zchus for Parnasa. He quotes Maamar Chazal, and he says, "And lohutzchol is the elevation of oisik b'Torah." So the Netziv says that many of the good kings, they were mechazek Talmud Torah because they felt that mechazek Talmud Torah would lessen the avodah zarah. Aside from the fact that Talmud Torah itself certainly caused you to be a better person, do less avodah zarah, but with more Talmud Torah, there's more of a school for Parnasa, and then automatically the drive for Avodah Zarah is going to be less. This is the Netziv's approach. It's a huge chiddush, and this is the Netziv's angle on and again he's trying to explain something difficult. Why is it that there seemed to be more Avodah Zarah? You look in Tanakh. There seemed to be more tzaras of Avodah Zarah when the Mishkan was in Shiloh and when the Beis HaMikdash was built than when the Mishkan was in a temporary abode. And so to explain that, it's an anomaly it's an anomaly in Nach history. The Netziv comes up with this very creative approach of the relationship between Karbanos and Lahavdil Avodah Zarah. Okay, that's the Netziv in Perek Dal in Pasuk Kafa. Okay, next we have Rav Hirsch in Perek Dal in Pasuk Kafei. On the pasuk of Kisoli Banu Bnei Banim, Vinoshantem Ba'aretz. Vinoshantem Ba'aretz. Oh. You're going to have children and grandchildren. Vinoshantem Ba'aretz. Now, we normally say you'll become old in the land. Noshantem means old in the land. Rav Hirsch has a slightly different idea. Rav Hirsch says, you know, the opposite of young is old. The opposite of fresh is yoshein. You're sleepy, you're worn out. Oh. The opposite of young is not yoshan. The opposite of young is zakein, is old. The opposite of fresh is yoshan. Okay. So let's read Rav Hirsch. Rav Hirsch says as follows. Rav Hirsch writes, "Not immediately at their entrance into the land does Moshe fear the danger of aberration. But he sees it coming the longer they're in the land. Sees it coming only when the second and third generations will have him born in the land. Then, Vinoshantem Ba'aretz. Kisoli Banim Uvnei Banim. You have children, you have grandchildren. And then they will become old in the land. Yoshan is not like Zaken, the opposite of young, but the opposite of new and fresh. That's why Yoshan is a word for sleep. It's also a word for darkness.
It's connected with darkness and sleep. The idea is, when the nation will have had two or three generations behind it, born in the land, will its inhabitants consider themselves as natives? The time when they had no... we're in the land, we're settled here. This is a deep idea. The time when they had no home, no land belonging to them, will have passed, will have been forgotten. And they will have forgotten their origin and whom they have to thank. See, when Bnei Israel went to Midbar, they knew they came from Mitzrayim. They had nothing. It all comes from Hashem. They're focused on Hashem. But once they're settled in Eretz Yisrael for a couple of generations, it's easier to forget about Hashem. It's easy to forget about Hashem. Oh. Rav Hirsch says, not for naught has Hashem said, L'man tizkor es yom tzeitzchem Eretz Yisrael kol yimei chayecha, to always remember the redemption from Egypt, the Yom Tovim, etc. Because it's a difficulty. It's easy to forget. We have all these mitzvahs to constantly remember. Oh. And when you're noshantem ba'aretz, and you're old, you're worn out, you're unenthusiastic, then there's the chance of aberration. Then there's the chance when you might turn away from Hashem, chas v'shalom, and start doing hara b'nei Hashem. This is a big yesod. That this is a challenge people have, to not just be strong in the beginning, but keep it going. Even when a person gets older, worn out. I remember the Rav of my shul, Rav Einemer Shlita. He gives beautiful, the Rav of my parents' shul, Rav Einemer Shlita. It was my shul for many years. So, Rav Einemer gives beautiful drushes, mamish beautiful. So once he spoke about this idea, the idea that v'noshan tembar, sometimes people get old, they have children, they have grandchildren, and they lose that freshness, they lose that excitement, they lose that enthusiasm for Avodas Hashem. I remember he was speaking, it was a bar mitzvah, it was not much beautiful, it was a bar mitzvah of two families from the neighborhood where they were members of the neighborhood for a long time, and the son of one married daughter of the other, and the bar mitzvah boy was a grandson of both. So you had a bar mitzvah where both sets of grandparents were from the neighborhood, and they're already a little older, their grandparents' age, and both these sets of grandparents, at a bit of an older age, were still very involved, very excited, enthusiastic about Avodas Hashem, and always involved in things. Rabbi Nevi gave this beautiful drasha that often you find people when they get older, they lose that drive, they lose that enthusiasm, but these two members, these two families, they didn't have an oshantim. Kisoli butter with an avonim. Their grandchild's being bar mitzvah, and they don't have the oshantim, and they still have the enthusiasm. It's a challenge for all of us to try to maintain that enthusiasm, that excitement for Avodas Hashem, not just when we're young, but even as we get older. Kisoli banim uvenei vanim. The Torah here is telling us that this is a yesod. When you get settled, when you're comfortable, sometimes you lose that drive and enthusiasm, and we shouldn't let that happen. Rav Hirsch's focus is that they'd forget about where they came from, they'd forget about their full dependence on Hashem. That's Rav Hirsch's approach. Rabbi Einemer broadened the idea that in general, a person should try to avoid the sense of being worn out, enthusiastic, even as they get older and they reach the age of being a grandparent. Oh, that's Rav Hirsch and Yibadu Chaim Rabbi Einemer on this pasuk of Kisoid Banu Vnei Banim.